The following is a demonstration of a piece of retro tech history that I wasn't aware of until I acquired it about a week ago. This is a Sony VX-1W. It's a talking AM/FM clock radio from 1982. And when you press the time button, it goes like this.
12:51 AM.
Well, that's not all it does. Obviously, it's a radio and it's a clock. But you can't wake up to the radio. Anyway, a little bit of a description. This is kind of a... it's sort of a chunky portable radio with a speaker on the left side and what looks like a very large display on the right side, but it's actually not a display at all. This thing doesn't have one of those. It's just a big thing that under it has the AM and FM frequency scale with a little thing that points to where you are, roughly. It takes 5 AAA batteries, which is quite hefty. It has a weird pull-out antenna. I've never seen another radio like this. It looks like a tape measure. You pull it out, and then you have this thing that looks like a tape measure, and you set the angle with this thing that goes click, and then when you're done, you just shove it back in. All the buttons for controlling the clock, except for the ones that announce the time and the minute announcement button, I'll get to what that is later, live under the battery cover. So you have to take the battery cover off, exposing the wonderful 5 AAA batteries. Actually, you don't have to expose the entire battery compartment to get to these. And there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons and 3 switches under here. So definitely quite old school. You can press the button on the top right, which, by the way, has a physical locking switch next to it. A physical, actual lock switch that prevents the button from pressing down. It's not an electronic lock. Anyway, I also forgot to mention that on the left side, there is a DC input jack and a headphone output. That's how I'm recording it. So pressing the button on the top
12:53 AM
has this very odd, low frame rate LPC sounding voice. So I guess the first thing I should do is set this thing so that it actually goes off at the top of what it thinks the hour is. I could just wait until 1 o'clock, but what's the fun in that? So the way you set this thing is you've got these buttons under the battery compartment. So you hold down one button while pressing the hour, minute, and seconds button. Yes, it has a second button, and it doesn't actually set the seconds to a specific amount of seconds. It resets it to either the top of the current minute or the top of the next one. It's a little tricky. So I'm just going to set this to 12:59. So the way this goes is on the left, when the time button is kind of facing towards you with the battery compartment open, the far left button is the one you hold down to make any of the other ones work. Then you have hour, minute, and second. So let's hold down this button and press the minute button until it gets to 59.
59 minutes.
And now, we wait until 1 o'clock.
The time will be 1 a.m.
Yes, that's right. A very Japanese thing to do from the late 70s to about the mid-80s, and then that trend seemed to kind of die. So you may have heard at the very top of the hour, kind of a, you know, beep playing over and over again, and that's exactly what it was. All the beeps are the same length, and as far as I know, there are only 3 beeps that this thing generates, and they are... And that's about it.
That's just the same beep, sped up and slowed down.
So anyway, that's the hourly announcement. Now here, I will demonstrate the alarm. Now this thing is very odd. The way you set the alarm is you flip the switch, it's labeled alarm on one side and present on the other side. It took me a while to figure out what present meant, but actually what it means is present time. Not the alarm is present, it's the time that is the present time. It's a bit odd though, because when you flip the alarm into the set mode, it has a looping logic that says, hey, is this thing in that mode? Yes, it is. All right, let's tell you what the alarm time is. Is it still there? Yep, let's do it again. So if I flip the switch...
Alarm set, 8:56 p.m. Alarm set, 8:56 p.m.
And it'll just do that forever and ever and ever, as long as that switch is in that position.
Alarm set,
8:56 p.m. I'm going to actually set the alarm.
Alarm set, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, midnight.
Yes, it says midnight
alarm
and noon.
12:56 a.m. 1 a.m. Alarm set, 57, 56. 01 minutes. 02 minutes.
There we go. Now it's set.
1:02 a.m.
And I've got to do it again because I missed the minute.
Alarm set. 1:03 minutes. Good morning. The time is 1:03 a.m. Good morning. The time is 1:03 a.m.
And it does that for, I think, a minute. And once the minute is up, it goes away. If you press the button on the top, it will snooze. And the snooze on this one happens to be 7 minutes long for some reason. I guess they couldn't figure out if it was 5, 7, or 9. I remember there was a big deal when the snooze kind of, the average snooze time increased, and there was a study about that and all sorts of other crap. But anyway, I'm going to stop this from going.
Good morning.
By flipping the switch.
1:03 a.m.
So that's all great. Oh, shut up.
Good morning.
I thought I turned you
the
off.
The time is 1:03 a.m.
All right. I didn't. Now I have. Whoops. So, yeah. Clearly, I don't quite understand how this thing works. So anyway, that's all well and good. But does it say good afternoon, good evening, or any of those other things? The answer is no. I don't believe it does. So, to test that theory, I'm going to set the time.
2 a.m., 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 a.m., 12 minutes, 05 minutes. Alarm set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 minutes, 04 minutes, 05 minutes. Alarm set. 12:05 p.m.
Set it to 6.
Alarm set. 1 p.m.
Whoops, no.
2, 3 p.m.
No, I have to go all the way back
alarm
around,
set.
And these buttons are really small, and it's hard to do.
9 p.m.
With one hand.
1 a.m., 3, 4 a.m., 5, 6 a.m., 7, 8 a.m., 9, 10 a.m., 12 noon.
There.
6 minutes. 7 minutes.
I'll set it for 07
alarm
now.
Alarm set. 12:07 p.m.
And now it is actually 1 o'clock, and the actual time. Anyway.
12:06 p.m.
Now I'll wait.
The time is 12:07 p.m.
Nope, no good anything.
The time is 12:07 p.m.
Sad. So yeah, that's what that does when the alarm goes off. And it does have two versions of the numbers 1 through 9, one for the hour and one for the minute.
1:01 p.m. 2:02 p.m. 3:03 p.m. 4:04 p.m. 5:05 p.m. 6:06 p.m.
Oh, really? Not all of them?
6:07 p.m.
Wait a minute.
7 p.m.
No, apparently not.
8:08 p.m.
Okay.
9:09 p.m.
Well, it has two of most of the minutes from 1 to 9. That's interesting. And if you hold down the minute or hour button, it'll cycle. Here's the minute button when you hold it down.
10 minutes. 20 minutes. 30 minutes. 40 minutes. 50 minutes.
That's what it does for the top. And likewise, the hours when they advance.
10 p.m. 11 p.m. 12 midnight. 1 a.m. 2 a.m. 3 a.m. 4 a.m. 5 a.m. 6 a.m. 7 a.m. 8 a.m. 9 a.m. 10 a.m. 11 a.m. 12 noon.
It's much faster if you just press the button in that case, lots of times. So that's basically all the clock does, but there is one odd thing about this device. It has a button on the back, and this button is labeled Minute Announce. So in order to show you what this does, or what it's supposed to do, I'm going to need to turn on the radio. Now, first of all, I should tell you that the radio on this thing is a little bit broken. The FM part works when it wants to, and the AM radio just doesn't work at all. I mean, it hisses and that's it. You can change the station all night long and absolutely nothing happens. So I'm going to turn on the FM radio and first pull out the weird tape measure antenna and hope it actually works today. Press the button on the side, on the very right-hand side, which is above the tuning dial and the volume control, and see what happens. And what happens is nothing. All right, that's wonderful. Now it's time to play around with stuff and see if I can make it work.
Sure. Namely, in eternity.
So the thing that brings it to life sometimes is a particularly loud signal coming into it, and that is a really boring radio station. I don't want that. So let's go way down to 88.5, which is a local NPR, and see what they're doing. Probably BBC at this point. BBC World Service.
Ukrainian composer Valentin Celestrov.
No? Okay.
Fled his home
anyway,
in Kiev in February.
So I'm going to press this button.
Unsure.
And it will announce the minutes periodically every so often, but I can't figure out what the logic is supposed to be on this. So I'm going to edit this and just show you the context around when the minutes are announced.
By pianist Elisa Ve-
So it just said 03 minutes, which is 3 minutes after the top of the hour. And now I'm just going to let this go until it announces a few times, and then edit out the boring bits in the middle. Yeah, this radio doesn't sound that great either. I mean, it's a consumer crappy radio from 1982. It's not stereo, not full frequency response, and the reception on it kind of sucks too. And I accidentally hit the knob. So that was 3 minutes. Fair enough, but get that back in tune again. Or let's just change it to another station entirely. Is it going to be 09 the next time it goes off? We'll find out.
The time is 12:07 p.m.
Right. I forgot about the alarm. Now wait a minute.
I had a big one to make.
I think
12:09 p.m.
Maybe.
Or his wife is just.
No.
09 minutes.
Okay, so that screwed up the whole experiment.
AC/DC on the Triads, Rock 92.
So I'll just turn this off, and I'll just explain. I can't figure out the logic behind this, because when I first tried it, it said the minute every 5 minutes. Then it kind of said, nope, hang on, I'm going to do it every 4. And then it started doing it every 3. And it didn't go 3, 2, 1 or anything like that, and then start giving me the time every 0 minutes. Which I was almost expecting it to do, but yeah, I can't quite figure out how this function actually works, and I can't find a manual for it online anywhere. Did find one that you could buy on eBay for $200, no thanks. The other thing I've discovered about this radio is that you can't leave it turned on. It will turn off after 1 hour. It's a non-defeatable sleep timer. I guess you can't change it, and you can't turn it off. So if you want to listen to the radio for more than 1 hour, well, use another radio. If you want to listen to the radio in general, use another radio. This one kind of sucks. So that basically is everything this little clock radio thing does. Oh, I guess I might as well show you the speaker.
12:10 p.m.
Right, I think that pretty much says it all.